Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I want to thank the Most High for taking the things of the world off of my shoulders.
Can you put some water on my bed real quick?
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Look, you made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. I want wisdom, understanding. I don't want no Grammy. I wanna live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife that love you more than she love me. Wanna show my people that they royalty. Wanna live by your commands, on your word we stand. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these banks. Them riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Creating me a clean heart, Abba made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life. Well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that light. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of hope. I want to get to the homeless, show them that he cares. I want to get a homeless, hope we almost out of here. Get your example through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keeping holy days. I want my people, stop the killing, we dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteous things that I desire. I want to see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. If we come in a pure heart, we gon' make it higher. My desires pure. You made 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 my desires pure.
I haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all that you had for me. Ears haven't heard all that you had for me.
You made my desire.
I haven't seen. Ears haven't heard all that you had for me.
You made my desire. That was on our shoulders. You made my desires pure. With the things of this world. You made my desires pure. I want to say thank you, Father. You made my desires pure. Getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Om Yisrael, the Shabbat door has been opened. Prayerfully, we all have walked in and was able to settle down and rest our feet for after this long week. I know I have. But if you haven't gotten home yet and you're still out hustling and bustling, prayerfully, Abba Yah can speed things up for you and you can get there. Torah Aki, hallelujah. Or you can get there and enjoy the Abba Yah Shabbat. Enjoy your Shabbat. I'm going to open up before I get to rambling and talking and going into things. Open up with a brief prayer and then our benediction. Hallelujah. 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 Yah, once again, for opening up the Shabbat doors for us. Thank you for that, Abba. Abba, Yah, I want to pray and ask you for forgiveness of my sins and for the hidden ones of my heart and the, those who are outright, Father. Abba, forgive me for my sins, Abba. Abba, Yah, I ask for forgiveness for the sins of all my brothers and sisters at Beth Yahweh, Father, those that are outright, the hidden ones and the outright ones, Abba, Yah, that you continue to bring us close to your holy mountain by your loving commitments, Father, that if we do stray to the left or to the right, Father, that is your love, your mercy that brings us back, Father, Yah. Abba, Yah, I want to pray for all those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, for Emma, Father, for Zakin, Father, for his wife or her daughter, Father, for anybody, Abba, Yah, in any type of way, Father, that's being bothered in this world system, Father. You know better than I do, Father, that your loving commitment, your comfort arms, your mercy, and anything that they need, Father, as you said in your word, you will be whatever we need to be, Father. So continue to hedge us up, Father. Continue to keep your wings around us, Father. Abba Yah, ask and pray for all your Marais, Father, that those who are tasked to teach your word, Father, that you continue to keep the adversary far away from them, Father. For those who are just a seed, Father, that has been planted in this earth, Father, that is the household of Yisrael, Father, that you continue to keep and watch over them, Father, that the adversary stay far away from them, Father, but more importantly, Father, that you give them the strength to fight the adversary more than flee from him. Allow us to make him flee from us. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. So are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandment, pleasure in us, with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat. As a heritage, remembrance of creation, blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom once again, Yisrael. Again, I'm your brother Ariel, bringing you Ibrit culture by the way of Kol Elohim, that is Hebrew culture for those who don't know, who is on the line, by the way of Kol Elohim, out of Baltimore, Maryland, little congregation that's been around for at least 40-plus years now. Abba Yah has been blessing us. That's Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 Prayerfully, we all had a week, a blessed week, and if not, full advantage of what this day points to, what it not just point to, but what Abba has deemed for us in this darkened world, that we get a chance to sit down and relax, prop our feet up, and dine with him. You know, we get to hear him, and this is the day that he said he's blessed, he's sanctified, and his presence is in this day. So we want a blessing, keep the Shabbat. We want to really understand his presence and hear his presence, keep the Shabbat. Do what he asks us to do. Separate from the world from 24 hours, although we're in the world. Separated from 24 hours to try to get a little closer to our Father, a little closer. Hopefully we all continually to watch as that was brought out during the feast days, that we watch and pray and continue to prepare, because again, it's like quietness right now in the world. The world is quiet. It's quiet. And I truly feel, I don't know if anybody else feeling it in their spirit, but I truly feel when the turn sign of their new year come, which we a couple weeks away, that things is going to hit the fan. So prayerfully, we all still prepping and preparing our mind, our spirit, and our household. You know, we're still stacking up. We're still getting little things, and we ain't got to break the bank to do these things. It's little by little. But prayerfully, we are doing a little something. A little something. Scriptures say, consider the ant, O ye sluggard. And if we think about the ant, what does the ant do? All summer long, all spring long, he's preparing. And it's like the ant only working to store up. So when he go down and winter come, the fall season coming in, and the leaves start falling, and the weather start getting a little colder, that he's preparing so he don't have to come out no more and scavenge. So down there when the other birds and insects is running around not preparing, they down there in the ground partying. They ain't got no worry because spent all spring and summer preparing for the winter, some harsh days. That's why Abba Yah tell us, consider the ant. Consider the ant. Pray for that. It just, I don't care what it is, but do something. Prepare your mind for something. Prepare your spirit for something. Because hard times are coming. They're already here. They're already here. Saw this video the other day talking about even the cheap markets, Aldi, the one I like, Lido, the prices is going up. There's shelves are not being stocked because right now they got all this excellent stuff out. They're not worrying about the other stuff. They're worrying about the excellent stuff. Even with the COVID numbers, they're not as pumping them up as much. But once the turn of their new year, watch how things skyrocket. Continue to feed and build your immune system. Continue to work out. Continue to do and prepare your mind as much as possible. Again, we could be the best combat soldier. We could be anything. Best hunter. We could have our house stocked top to bottom. We don't have the faith in Yahweh, it means nothing. It means, as my old rabbi would say, a hill of beans. That's all it means. We must build our faith in Yahweh first and foremost, and everything else. He'll guide us. He'll guide us. We've read many scriptures where it's when hard times come, when famine come, not if, when, he's going to lead us. He's going to be as we are, amen, as we were in the wilderness. Israel turned here. Israel, no, stop here for a moment, Israel. Why? Because I see something coming down the road y'all don't see. So we need to build our faith in Yahweh first and foremost. And at the same time, we might want to skip a few meals every now and then. When I say it's serious, it's serious. It's no joke. It's no joke that's coming. If you ask me what it's all about, to kill off mankind, first and foremost, but to really kill off the children of Israel, the only weapon in this world that could stop Satan's kingdom, and everybody else, as I've been saying it for the longest time, is collateral damage. Everybody else is collateral damage. You may read a little bit about that collateral damage today when we get into the book of Shemot, and that is the book of Exodus. We're only going to be coming out of the book of Exodus for those who are pro. We have one other scripture. I mean, we have the opening in Romans, and we have the ending scripture in Deuteronomy, but for the most part, the other one will be coming out of the book of Exodus. Because we follow the story. We follow the family, most and foremost, right? We follow the family that Abba Yah has chosen. And the whole book is written, for the most part, about this family that became a nation. And, you know, that's the title of this, the undertitle of this, We in Yisrael 12, the 12 tribes, chapter 5, but a family to a nation. And I forgot to mention that last week when we were reading as Jacob and the sons of Israel and the 70 went down into Egypt. 70 souls went down into Egypt, came out a nation. 70 souls into a nation. But the first thought that I would want us to understand, Israel is a family. Israel is a big family. One daddy. That's it. One daddy. One daddy. And if you notice, even with the sons, and as we read a couple of weeks ago, how this son got this Canaanite woman and this son got that Canaanite woman, but all of them is Israel, right? Because it goes from the father seed. And they're no different than what Yaakov, we read about Yaakov, and he had the four different wives. One daddy, one seed, one seed. And that's what Israel is, a family of seeds that Abba has spread throughout the world. So at his beckoning, at his calling, that we will rise and become that nation of Israel. We will rise and become that nation. But I'm not going to hold y'all long and be talking long. Let me get into it. We got our opening scripture. We're going to be reading out the scriptures tonight, the TS 2009. I like how it's written. Maybe just one thing threw me off about the WEBA. And sometimes these translations, again, they're trying to convey a thought where you don't have to do that with Bible yet. And I do understand why they do that sometimes, but for the most part, let Abba Yah do what my brother Daniel say, do what he do. Mankind always trying to fix something, always trying to add on to something, and then sometimes they take away and screw the thought that Abba Yah had. But because of his spirit, we're able to understand behind the scripture, why he even wrote a thing, why he even had a thing written down, or why he spoke to a prophet in such a way. And that's only by our spirit, again. That's not by our smartness or anything like, especially mine, or anything, but by his spirit that we are able to go in behind the writing, right? Because, yes, there is a physical or a tangible writing that we read, right? But there's always something spiritual behind it, you know, and for the most part, some want to jump straight into the spiritual. No, take your time. Move, as we read last week, was yes, Shabbat, there was in the early Shabbat on my Shabbat class that we read in Hebrews, you know, that we will move away from the rudiment teachings of the scriptures. And the end part of that, what I liked that the writer wrote was, if Abba permits, Abba permits. And I didn't get a chance to really break that down or go into that, but I'm going to go into that today just before, because it came on my mind. And it's not that if Abba permits, like, you only can go but so far. He want to see our hearts, right? He want to see what we really want. You know, what we really want and how far are we willing to go. And if we're really being led by his spirit, or are we willing to let go of our opinion and our mindset? You know, if we're not willing to let go our opinions and our mindset, as the scripture read last week, we won't move past the rudiment teaching. Because it's not Abba that stops us, it's us who stops us, right? And I use myself for that. Many dreams that I had that I was up high. Many dreams. And majority of the dreams I got down. I was scared of heights in the dream. And that didn't understand it till the morning I woke up or a little later during the day and thinking about the scripture, thinking about the dream and how you get down. What was you scared about? I asked myself that. remember a dream that real briefly that I was came in the house and the house was pearl white. I mean, the house was glowing white. It was white everywhere. And I had to walk up some steps. The bedroom was white. Everything in the house was pure white, I mean, like a glowing white. And there was a door in the room. And when I opened the door, it was darkness. Everything in this room was dark, I mean, pitch black. And you could see on the other side of the pitch blackness a door. So I opened the door. I walked through the pitch blackness. Got, because I saw the light, and I went in the door. You, if you ever seen the light in the far off, that's the picture that I had in the dream. I walked through the door, and when I got in the door, everything was in there in order, but it was like in cages. Everything still pitch white, and the cages were silver. It was ordered in there. It was so ordered and so neat in there. I didn't open up a cage. And I remember seeing a trap door on the top of the room. If you ever have the top room, I forgot what it's called. Forgive me for that. And you got to pull it down. You climb up the ladder. And there was a ladder there. And I got on the ladder. I climbed up the ladder. And I didn't open it. And I woke up. And when I woke up, like, I had to ask myself the question, like, why didn't you open the door? You did all that, you came through all that, and you got up on the ladder, but you didn't open it. Again, fear. Fear. For some odd reason. So it's me who's hindering what I understood and what I've been told by my spiritual leader, Rabbi Yaakov Elder. You're afraid. I've been trying to take you somewhere, and you're not trying to go. So it's us who hinders Abba's word. It's us who hinder how far that we grow within Abba Yah. Fears, whatever thing that we have, carnality, opinion, not allowing Abba Yah to truly speak to us the way he wants, and removing us out of the way. Say, all right, Abba, I totally surrender to you. That's a process. It's a process. It don't happen overnight. But that's the desire Abba has for us to move away from the rudiment teachings, to come to the full understanding, right? And we may not ever come to the full understanding in the flesh, which we're not, until Yahushua, but we can grow spiritually, move away from things that hinder us in this flesh. We can grow. We sure can do that. I'm going to move on to, I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to move on to Romans 10:14-15. Then we're going to get into the story. Prayerfully, we all have been following the story of the children of Israel. And we can talk about this till he come back, because there's so much about the children of Israel. So much. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a proclaiming? And how shall they proclaim if they are not sent? As it has been written, how pleasant are the feet of those who bring the good news of peace, who bring the good news of the good. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And I like this, where this comes from. Yes, Yahu 52:7. I like this, has footnotes in it where the scripture actually, where he's actually quoting, and that is from Isaiah 52:7. Amen. And the part, how can they hear of him and who they have not heard of? But again, they starting to hear the name of the Father. They start in the head. The name of the Son. Which again, we're not too happy about that. We are happy in the sense that yes, they get the name out there. But Israel knew the name. We will read about that. He personally told Israel his name. knew the name. So it was much more than knowing who you are and the name, knowing the name. It's much more than that. They just didn't obey him. But they knew the name. They knew who they were. So hopefully when, I mean, not just hopefully, it will happen. It will happen. Abba Yah is raising up his ministers, his Moraes, his priests, and his nation. He is moving upon his nation. Let's go to Shemot, and we're going to read the whole chapter of Exodus 1, Exodus 2, Exodus, then we're going to drop down to Exodus 19 and 20, and then we're going to read Exodus 24, 1 through 12. Let me make sure that's right. Got my notes that I have written down. No, we're only reading Exodus 2, 1 through 14. 1 through 14. I did something real wrong off on that one. I didn't remember writing that, all that down. When I put it in my notes and then transferred it to the lesson paper. And those are the names, of, again, we're picking up from last week, have just came into Egypt. And those are the names of the children of Israel who came to Mitzrayim with Jacob, each one with his household. Starting again, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher, and all those who were of Yaakov were 70 beings, as Joseph was already in Mitzrayim. And Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased, very much multiplied, and became very strong, and the land was filled with them. No, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to try to just read. But just look at a group of people today. Look at a group of people who have been through slavery, and in the minds of the people who had them in slavery, they would have died off by now. They should have died off by now. They should have been nothing by now. The hardship that we have sent them through, the atrocities that have been done against them, as we read. And he said to his people, then a new sovereign arose over Mitzrayim, which is Egypt. For those who don't know, Mitzrayim is Egypt. It was the correct pronunciation of Egypt. Who did not know Yosef. And he said to his people, see, the people of the children of Israel are more and stronger than we. Come, let us act wisely towards them, lest they increase, and it shall be when fighting befalls us, they shall join our enemies to fight and fight against us, and shall go up out of the land. So they set slave masters over them to afflict them with their burning, and they built for Pharaoh supply cities and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they increased and grew. They were in dread of the children of Israel. And the Mitzrayim made the children of Israel serve with harshness. I got to go back. I'm sorry, Fatman. And you know when something touches that nerve, I got to talk about it. And they were in dread of the children of Yisrael. They were in dread of the children of Yisrael. And remember, let's go back to what happened. Israel is in Egypt. Down because of their brother Joseph rose to power, that Abba had rose him to power. And they came down and got the best land. But the scripture said before we read that they was farmers. And it said that Dimitri, the Egyptians, hated that profession. They hated farmers. They hated herdsmen. keep that in their mind. And they understand that they were in dread of them. That's where they get the term dreadlocks from, right? Back in the day when our hair would lock up on us, the white men would, look, the hair is an awful dreadful mess, right? And now we again, as we don't know and educate ourselves about that past, my man got dreads, he a dread. You know, and understand that was a derogatory time, that your hair was a dreadful mess because it locked up automatically or just naturally if you don't tend to it. And that's where that term comes from. Oh, what a dreadful mess. But the scripture calls them locks. Don't put dread on the front like this awful thing. He just called them locks. You know, as some of our forefathers had locks, and some of our sisters and brothers today have locks, not dreadlocks. It's not an awful thing for our hair to do. That's a natural progression if we don't tend to it. And now we have got so good at it, we could able have it grow and have it look neat. We understand how to work our hair more better now. And at that time, we didn't have products and combs and stuff like that. So they weren't allowing us to groom ourselves, so it just matted up on us naturally. 13 again. And the Mitrites made the children of Israel with harshness, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage and mortar and brick and all kinds of work in the field. All their work which they made them do was with harshness. Then the servant of Mitraim spoke to the Hebrew midwife, of whom the name of the one was Kephar, and the name of the other Pahu. Excuse me, I'm going to tear that up, family. Pahu. And he said, when you deliver the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall put him to death. But if it is a daughter, then shall live. Excuse me. Let me get my eyes right, fam. They keep bunching up on me. I need me some blue glasses. I didn't outgrew these. But the midwives feared and did not do as the servant of Mitzrayim commanded them, and kept the male children alive. Again, there is an attack on the young black male family. Again, just think of a group of people today. Think of a group of people today. Think about it. Attacking the males. And then one thing that, I don't know if it was a female or Dr. Umar said it, but when they said it, it made sense. And they said, what the police are to black men, the doctors are, the medical field have been to black women. And what he meant by that, for just as long as the police has been killing the unarmed black man, as what we say, no justice, no peace, the physician, the doctors, has been experimenting on our sisters for hundreds of years. They went hand in hand. And if you ever got a chance to read the Dr. Joy DeGruy book, Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, or if you don't even have to read it, just go to YouTube and punch in Dr. Joy DeGruy. And she goes into it and shows how that the doctors were experimenting on our sisters back in the day to the point where our sisters was being killed. They came up with some type of excuse. It was okay because they're less than human. Okay, because they are sexual sensational anyway. And it came up with, and these things are written in books the sister was bringing out. So the hand-in-hand atrocities was going, the extreme, the police on this end, the extreme of the medical field on this end to our sisters. So neither one of us escaped. So they have done a work. They have done a work in dividing us. They have done a work in dividing us. And not just them, we ourselves. You know, I don't understand or know if it's even in just why we are in slavery, why we in captivity, but we gonna read about that. That family, we supposed to be a family, but they have done a work. We have done a work with ourselves in being divided. We are both fighting the same enemy, but that man against female is a little bit harder in the black community. But it shouldn't be, especially in the nation of Israel, right? And the nation of Israel should show the relationship of Abba Yah and his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, right? Total unity, accordness. But they have done the work. They have done the work. There's no total unity in there. There's Abba Yah and Yahushua, his son, they don't go along to get along. They're not worried about power struggles. They're not worried about that. And that's what the marriage supposed to represent. The relationship of Abba and his son. No power struggles in that. His son totally submit to his father. Understand his role. Ain't no, I'm going to go along to get along in that. Understand his role. But again, they have done a work on the family of Yisrael. They have done the work. But the midwives feared Elohim and did not do as the servant of Mitzrayim commanded them and kept the male children alive. Amen? Amen? So the servant of Mitzrayim called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this? Kept the children, the male children alive. And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Mitzrayim women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. We can get out of this, right? But there's a hidden thing in here, right? If you allow the Spirit to speak to it, does that mean that the midwives of the Hebrew midwives, was also delivering the children of the Mitzrayim? How they know the difference between the two? Cross my mind, I mean, it crossed my mind when I read it the other day, and I read this many a time. But again, Bible concealed things from us, and sometimes he said, all right, well, what you think about that? You ever ask that question when you read that? Well, no, I didn't, Father. But thank you for giving me that thought so I could ask that question. But how do they know again? And again, go back into this group of people, and how was the women or who was raising children, breastfeeding the oppressive children, still had to turn around and obey that little child after you, once they came out the womb, still had to obey that child, watch that child grow up, get like 6, 7 years old, and you had to get on your knees so he could climb on your back, get some water out the faucet. Hey, dumb thing. Now, again, just think about a group of people. And the midwife said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Mitzrayim. I love that part right there. Love that. For they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. So Elohim was good to the midwives, and the people increased and became very numerous. And it came to be, because the midwives feared Elohim, that he provided houses for them, commanded all his people, saying, throw every son who is born into the river, keep alive a daughter. Woo! Do we see today that not to this extreme. See today that woman raised up above the black man, and the black man is being discarded. And he moved out of the house, but they raising up again, kill all the black males, save alive the daughters. See these things again. What in the world was this Black Panther garbage that came out? Exhibit A, where the masses is trying to take, where powers to be is trying to take the black society, the quote-unquote black society. And next week we'll learn why I said the quote-unquote black society. Armin already gave me that. But there's a movement that's happening in this world. We can't deny that. That there is a movement of killing off the male, especially black male, up the woman, especially the black woman. There's a movement. We cannot deny these movements. We cannot deny our own eyes and our spiritual eyes that this thing is happening. Now, again, there's an order in Israel. When we are outside of that order, I don't care what's going on. You come to service every week. You can do everything outside of that order. You and your house trying to lead your house and run your house. The will of Yahweh. I say it again. You in your house trying to run your house and lead your house, you are outside of the will of Yahweh. Man, out of his will, because he has an order. And though we ain't beating that up, and the men of Israel are not, should not be Napoleon, should not be in your house trying to rule with a rod of iron. Love and commitment should be led in your household first and foremost. And even that in the household, yes, the Isha, the wife, has a voice from Father Abraham. Call yourself a descendant or the seed of Abraham, should be living like Abraham. We should be. We shouldn't try to rule over our houses like a rod of iron. Shut up, woman. Do what I say. No. Hearken unto your wife, Sarah. Hearken unto her. Because, again, we represent the book. This book. We are living epistles to this world. You and Sabbath every day. Living epistles. Living books. Walking, talking Torah. The walking, talking Yahushua HaMashiach. We are little messiahs. We represent him. All right, I finished that. I'm moving on. Then I'm moving on to Exodus 2, family. And I'm only going to 1 through 12. Exodus 1, no, 14. And the man of the house of Levi went, married a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bore a son, and she saw that he was a lovely child, and she hid him 3 months. And when she could hide him no longer, she took an ark of wicker for him and coated it and laid it by the edge of the river. And his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. Her young women were walking by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her a female servant to get it and saw the child, and see, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the children of the Hebrews. And his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the young woman went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take the child away and nurse him for me. Then I shall pay you wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son. And she called his name Moshe, saying, because I have drawn him out of the water. So much within that alone. But again, bring that up to the times of this group of people was in chains, how their children were taken away anytime. How the master could take your child and say, you know what, you work in the field, your child gonna work in the house. The child is no longer under your care, and you have to see your child grow up in the house. And even some children, in some instance, the child develops towards you. Child's mind that I'm growing up in the master's house, in the field. And what the child see around them every day and interacting with the master and his household, have a disdain for you. Develop within the nation. So Malcolm said it like this, a field Negro and a house Negro separated the child from the family. They had the child raised up in what they would call the big house. So these things happen to us, or my bad, to a group of people. It's kind of strange and funny that we're reading straight out of the scripture, and a lot of these things connect with this group of people. All right, fam, we're going on to 19, and we're going to skip past the, and it's right there, the 10 plagues, we're going to skip past the 10 plagues, and while we read up here to Moses, because at this point, children of Israel, they went into slavery, but Yahweh have raised up Moses to be a savior to them. He always raises up leaders within the nation, always. So we're going to drop down to 19:20, because again, it's a family. I don't know right offhand, Aki. I look into that. I get through this. I don't know right offhand. You said who died first? And the second one, I can't remember who died first. But I'll be able to go back over that afterwards. Amen. Exodus 19, family. We didn't move past all. We then came past all the plagues. Children of Israel then came through the Red Sea. Abba has delivered them with 10 plagues. They even had the first Passover, even the first unleavened bread. They had these things while they was in the land of Egypt. Abba had them to kill a lamb and put it on the doorpost. And I'm only paraphrasing real quick, because we don't have to go through that. And if you, in your spare time, have not ever read the book of Shemot or Exodus, go back and read the whole story. Go back and read. But at this time, Abba has brought them out of what we will call slavery. What it was slavery. Abba has freed them from the hand of the Egyptians. Now he's bringing them closer to him. Became a nation yet. What makes them a nation? Any nation a nation. Exodus 19:1. In the third new moon, children of Israel had come out of the land, Ephraim, this day came to the wilderness of Sinai. And the third new moon only means the third month, right? The third month. Abba even had, if you go back, Abba had set up the beginning of months for them. He actually started a calendar for them, right? And, you know, that just dawned on me. It's like you always knew that knowledge was there, but he just started, when coming out of Egypt, he started a calendar for them, right? He told them this was the beginning of your month. And I don't know if calendar system read that. If they counted the days of the week, they counted the month. But at this time, Abba Yah started calendar for Israel. Haven't read anywhere Abraham was keeping this day or that day, which I'm quite sure he was, because how else would he know on the eighth day, on this day, his son, right? So I'm quite sure he was. But for the children of Israel, he started the calendar. And I won't be able to read all that Shabbat until afterwards, Aki. But keep them thoughts flowing. Keep that spirit running in you, Aki. For they set out from Rephidim and had come to the wilderness of Sinai, in the wilderness. So Yisrael camped there before the mountain. And Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahweh called to him from the mountain, saying, this is what you are to say to the house of Yaakov, and declare to the children of Yisrael. You have seen what I did to the Mitrite, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Let's get the backdrop of this right here. The children of Israel were in slavery. We're still following in the storyline. Storyline that's going to be in slavery. And remember the dream that Abraham had? In great darkness fell on Abraham. And he also told him that he promised them that they will be like the sand of the sea. I mean, the sand, be like the sand and the stars, that they will, he will bless them and multiply them. So Isaac that. Isaac, the same covenant that he gave his father Abraham. He told Jacob that, which, whose name was changed to Israel. Gave him again the same covenant. Along with this covenant, he is making them, he's choosing them out of the whole world. The God of the universe, who we call it, right? Whatever this earth we're standing on, the creator of the universe have chosen a group of people. The father Abraham. And if you go back, follow father Abraham line, it goes all the way back to Adam. There was a plan of salvation had to be. Abba chose a people. Creator. When I say Abba Yah, I mean the creator. Those, the one who created everything that we see. Him chose a group of people to give his ways to. You have, and again, he brought them out of Egypt with great signs and wonders, the scripture says. You have seen what I have did to the Mitrite, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And now, if you diligently obey my voice and shall guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasure possession above all the people, for all the earth is mine. Right there. We cannot change that. Mankind cannot change that. That very verse right there. If you guard my commandments, then you shall be my treasure possession above all the people, for all the earth is mine. Everybody, everything on this planet is mine. You, Israel. And all you have to do is obey my voice. I'm choosing you. He chose this group of people. We won't get there. What happened to them? We'll get there. But right now, we're following the storyline. The Most High, the creator of everything, chose a group of people to be a possession to him, right? To bring them to his holy mountain, to give them their ways. And we all can relate to that some way or another, that we, whatever we have, whatever knowledge we have, that we want to share it with somebody, and we chose someone to give it to. And you shall be to me a reign of priests and a set-apart nation. Those which you are speak to the children of Israel. Again, and he's only talking to Moshe right now, to Moses. And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all the all these words which Yahweh commanded him. All that Yahweh have spoken, he shall do. So Moshe brought back the words to Yahweh. Again, we can glean from this right here. Because, you know, which is true. Before I even say it, I'm going to tell you before. It's true. Yes. A mixed multitude came out. That part. But at the last, it said, the prayer said, y'all get up out of here. Go. Serve Yahweh. Other nations, slavery with the children of Israel. Walked in the wilderness with the children of Israel. It come to close to this holy mountain at this moment called the elders of Israel. He did not go to these other nations and say, you know, well, where y'all elders at? Y'all bring one of y'all elders, y'all come over here with. No, it was only the descendants of Abraham that he called, 12 tribes and another 70 of elders came to the I don't know if it was exactly 70, but I know the elders of Israel went. And Yahweh said to Moshe, see, I am coming to you in the thick cloud so that the people hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. And Moshe reported the word to Yahweh. Again, is a reason why he said to you, Moshe, that people will hear forever. Reason why he said that. And this is one of the reasons why I read this translation, because WEBA translation says, hear you, Moshe. They changed the whole thought. Way from the Hebraic thought, yes, the Hebrews know that we listen to Yahweh, that Moshe is getting direct words from Yahweh. There was no need for Yahweh to say, yeah, they're going to hear me and you also, Moshe. There's no need for him to convey that to the people already there. Here, he wanted the world to understand that they should listen to you forever, Moshe. A reason why he's separating Moshe. That he's going to raise one like unto Moshe. So if we're supposed to listen to Moshe forever, when this one that comes, we should listen to him forever too. To say, me also. And people listen to me forever. No, he didn't have to say that. But the translators, again, they remove thoughts that Abba Yah is trying to convey to us when we come and read it in our day and time. But with the Spirit of Yahweh, we are able to correct that. By his Spirit and by his Spirit alone. Be prepared by the third day. This one, 10. And Yahweh said to Moshe, Go to the people and set them apart today and tomorrow, and they shall wash their garments. Again, we read earlier when Father Jacob's name was changed. Before the people come, what did they have to do? They had to wash. They had to clean their garment. Right? But Yahushua said it this. This is what we can glean from. It ain't the outside of the cup that we got to clean. It's the inside of the cup that we have to clean. Our thinking. It says, he said, what comes out of a man, it must defile him. You know, he ain't even say, he wasn't talking about the dung. He's talking about our thinking, our character. And shall be prepared by the third day. For on the third day, Yahweh shall come down upon the Mount Sinai before the eyes of all the people. And you shall make a border for the people all around, saying, take heed to yourselves that you do not go up to the mountain or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall certainly be put to death. Not a hand is to touch it, but he shall certainly be stoned or shot with an arrow, whether man or beast. He shall not live. When your bell sounds long, the trumpet, come near the mountain. That's right, dear family, if you're following along in the scriptures. And Moshe came down from the mountain to the people and set the people apart, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, be prepared by the third day. Do not come near. Came to be on the third day in the morning that there were thunder and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain, and a voice of a shofar was very strong, and all the people who were in the camp trembled. Get that picture, family. Get yourself there. See that whole thing. See the thick cloud. Hear the trumpet. Again, message, when that king came down on that mountain, what preceded him? A trumpet blast preceded him. When that king came down on that mountain, 17. And Moshe brought the people out of the camp to meet with Elohim, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. The mountain of Sinai was in smoke, all of it, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire. And the firmament rolled back as it was on fire, right? Rolled back as it was on fire. And its smoke went up like smoke of a furnace. All the mountain trembled exceedingly. And when a voice of the shofar sounded long and became very strong, Moshe spoke, and Elohim answered him by voice. Can you imagine that, family? We didn't hear the shofar. Our brothers blow the shofar every week. But this shofar was heard throughout the world. Imagine when it comes back, when that shofar blows, because you have been doing it weekly. You will know that sound. Sound will resonate throughout your spirit. And while, briefly, while everybody is bowing, you will be turning, right? While they is bowing, and we'll be meeting him in the air. It ain't like he coming back walking on the red carpet. He coming back on his horse with his sword drawn. That time, want to try to fight. So, ain't nothing you can do with me. Nothing. That in your mind. That's powerful, family. And Yahweh came down upon the Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain. And Yahweh called Moshe to the top of the mountain. And Moshe went up. Yahweh said to Moshe, go down, warn the people, lest they break through unto Yahweh. See, many of them fall. Let the priests who came near Yahweh set themselves apart too, lest Yahweh break out against them. Moses said, Yahweh, the people are not able to come up to the mountain, for you warned us, saying, make a border around the mountain, set it apart, and Yahweh, and then come up, and you and Aharon with you. But do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to Yahweh, lest he break out against them. And Moshe went down to the people and spoke to them. Yahweh was already serious about that. He was serious about it. He said that seven, hey, let them know. Don't lay a finger on it. Don't come through and try to take a peek at this moment. I ain't playing. I'm going to kill you. Let's move on to 20, family. We ain't got a little bit more to go. I ain't got too much. We're going to read the whole chapter. We read this every week. Every week. We're going to read the whole chapter today. And Elohim spoke all these words. Because remember, we just following the story. All these words saying, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you up the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of slavery. I have no other mighty one against my face. You do not make yourself a carved image, any likeness of that, the heaven above, or which is in the earth beneath, or which is in the waters under the earth. You do not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the crookedness of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing loving commitment to thousands of those who love me and guard my commands. You do not bring the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, to naught, for Yahweh does not leave the one who unpunished who brings his name to naught. Remember the Shabbat day to set it apart. 6 days you labor and shall do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Elohim. You do not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gate. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, sea, all that is in them, rested the seventh day. Therefore, Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and sanctified. I'm going to stop right there for a second, family. I'm going to speak back. This a thought just came to my mind. At this moment, Yahweh is letting them know, made and created the earth. I did this. I created all these things. I'm doing that and choosing y'all. Give me my honor. I brought y'all out of the house of slavery. The one who created everything. Not Ra, Egyptian, not that cow god that you heard about in Egypt or you saw in Egypt. That's why I came down on Mitzrayim with Egyptians so hard to let them know or let y'all know that their gods are nothing. I think I did those plagues to let y'all know, Israel. Egypt, these plagues, so y'all can know who the true power is. Understood that Egypt had the minds of the children of Israel. Their minds was caught up in Egypt. I feared their gods. They thought in their minds at the moment that their gods are the true mighty ones. He had to let them know, it's me. I did all these things. You out. I had to fight against them demons, and at that moment, I removed them out of the way. He will fight against the gods of Egypt. Scripture also says that the gods of the Gentiles worship demons unknown to themselves. So at that moment, when he came down with them plagues, he had to move them demons. Yeah, down. Israel know who is the true power. All this is for Israel mind, not for the Egyptians. Yes, they won't fear because the mighty one is doing it, but this is for Israel mind. Scripture says he brought them up, out, elevate the minds of the Israelites. Happened again. The minds of the Israelites elevated again. Again, look at that group of people that was in slavery, that was brought over here in ships. Look at them. And I dare to say that their minds is in a much worse place than the minds of the Israelites coming out of Egypt. Got way more gods now than then. The minds in a much worse place. How much more? But did not Yahushua say that, though? Words is falling on deaf ears. Greater works ye should do. Came down on the mountain the first time, and I did the 10 plagues, and I had to raise Israel's mind. But that was hard. Their mind today. Greater works ye shall do. And he put this, let Abiyah together. We see the whole picture that Abba is painting. Not none of us. This Abba's work. We said we punched in today. So yeah, I'm working for Abba now. We punched in. At the time that he called us. Now we punching the clock for our boss. Wait a minute, 12. Respect your father and your mother so that your days are prolonged upon the soil which Yahweh, your Elohim, giving you. You do not murder. You do not commit adultery. You do not steal. You do not bear false witness against your neighbor. You do not covet your neighbor's house. You do not covet your wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, or whatever belonged to your neighbor. Again, yeah, having to give the children of Israel these things. Follow the story. We're just coming out of Egypt. We just seen the false deities or the mindset of the Egyptians and how they lived, and quite sure we followed them. Our minds were the same way. Quite sure that we covered our neighbor's house. Quite sure that we looked at our neighbor's wife. That we covered everything. We murdered our brothers and sisters. Stole from one another. Let them age. Gonna live a righteous life. They're not gonna be like that. The world lives. You come to me, you gotta live a righteous life. You might wave. I'm going to show you how to live righteous in this darkened world, Israel. We know the story of what happened, though. We look at Israel today, or this group of people, right? Or we read the book. All the people saw the thundering, the lightning, flashes, voice of the shofar, and the mountain smoking. The people saw it. And they trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moshe, you speak with us. We hear, but let he be with us. Speak with us, lest we die. And Moshe said to the people, do not fear, for Elohim has come through you. And in order that his fear be before you, so that you do not sin. So the people stood at a distance. But Moshe drew near to the thick darkness where Elohim was. Amen. And Yahweh said to Moshe, say this to the children of Israel. You yourselves have seen that I have spoken to you from the heavens. You do not make besides me mighty ones, and you do not make mighty ones of gold for yourselves. Make a slaughtering place of me. Excuse me. And you shall slaughter on it. Send your ascending offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your cattle, in every place where I cause my name to be. Remember, come you and bless you. You make me a slaughter place, stone, do not build. If you see, excuse me, for if you use your chisel on it, you have profaned it. Do not go up by steps to my slaughter place, lest your nakedness be exposed on it. Again, there's a reason why Abba Yah did not want man to use stone, chisels, tools to make his slaughter place. It had to be natural without breaking this and trying to do that, because the stones point to something. 24, family. And we're going 1 through 12 on 24. And to Moshe he said, up to the mountain, you and Aharon, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and you shall bow yourselves from a distance. They shall draw near to Yahweh by himself. Them not draw near. People go up with him. And Moshe came and related to people all the words of Yahweh and all the right rulings. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which Yahweh has spoken, we shall do. They disagreed to the covenant. And Moshe wrote down all the words of Yahweh and rose up early in the morning and built a slaughter place at the foot of the mountain and 12 standing columns for the 12 tribes of Yisrael. And he sent young men of the children of Yisrael, and they offered ascending offerings, slaughtering a peace offering to Yahweh of bull. And Moshe took half the blood and put it on the basin, and half the blood he sprinkled on the slaughter place. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people and said, that Yahweh have spoken, we shall do and obey. And Moshe took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, see, the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has made with you concerning all these words. And I like that. He took the blood and sprinkled on the people. Message, who blood is you covered by? You covered by the blood of Yahushua? Are you covered by the blood of Yahushua? Hallelujah! Yes, I am. Aharon and Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders of Yisrael, and they saw the Elohim of Yisrael and under his feet like a paved work of sapphire stone and like the heavens full brightness, and yet did not stretch out his hand against the chiefs of the children of Yisrael, and they saw Elohim, and they ate and drank. But again, message, the 70 and the 12, the elders, Moshe and Abihu, at one point, they weren't able to see Abba. They weren't ready for him, because this is the moment he spoke with the whole nation. But now, he pulled the elders to the side, and they was able to see him. Message, just the elders. Yes, he speaks to everybody. We all hear his voice every now and then. But it was a message. Only the elders was there, was able to see at that moment what we get out of that today. We all can go to the throne boldly, but what we get out of this? This Torah, the word of Yahweh. Message, also another message, that 12 and 70, it got to come back. It got to come back. Yet he did not stretch out his hand against the chiefs of the children of Israel, and they saw Elohim, and they ate and drank. And Yahweh said to Moshe, come up, mountain, be there while I give you tablets of stone and the Torah and the command which I have written to them to teach them. Amen. Again, even while Moshe was the only one was able to go up there. That's a message in that too. But we're not going to get into that. One more scripture, family. I mean, just one more scripture. And that is in Deuteronomy 4:8. Israel, that is. And what great nation is there that has such laws, righteousness, right rulings, like all this Torah which I set before you this day? What other nation have that? And that's what makes Israel a nation. That what makes you a child of Israel, walking in his Torah, his right rulings, keeping his commandments, and having the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. Because the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach will allow you to really see and understand what he means in his word. While the scripture says another place that he came to magnify the law, to magnify the Torah, to give us a better understanding of it, because Israel didn't truly understand the Torah. As Paul said it in this way, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. It was moving by the letter of the law. And then they actually moved away just from the letter of the law. In the spirit of the Torah, it moved. That's why a lot of people cannot see. A lot of our brothers and sisters, people, period, cannot see and understand who Yahushua truly is. Amen. 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 And that is the end of my Torah portion, family. I mean, not Torah portion, our blog talk. I'm sorry. We have one more week in this, and we're going to end off beautiful. End off beautiful. Avedon already gave me a thought with that, and even the name of it is going to be called Curses to Testimony. Amen? Amen. Let me go read this benediction real quick. Come here, man. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah! 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 Abiyah, Torah, Abiyah, for your word. Thank you for giving us your peace. Thank you for bringing your word and allowing us to come to your holy mountain tonight, Father. Thank you for opening up the Shabbat door. We ask and pray again for all those who are ailing in any type of way, any physical, spiritual, or mental discomfort, Father, that you be their comfort, Father, that you be your healing wings be upon them, Father, in any way that they need you, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abiyah. Amen.
Royalty, powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them that fame, we do something we don't. Hurting people's pain, we do things that we won't. Wolfing she's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty, yeah.
Once we weren't the people, now we are the people. Do you know who you are?
cause you let them call you those things. If you knew you were a queen, and my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper? If you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king. Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you. But they don't really tell us what we do need to know. But 1 Peter 2 and 6 is pleasure for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Said that you were called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Mercy made us the people. Now we are the people. Chosen people, royal priesthood, hey. Royalty, royalty, royal, royal, royalty, 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 yeah. Royalty, yeah. Power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as evil. His own chosen people, royal priesthood.
Just wait till the morning. I know it's been too dark.
Just wait. Zion.
Hey yo, Ren, turn that up.
Only a few of us gon' make it out. Only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. 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 People gon' learn. If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only your remnant. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea but a remnant. Serve return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. Abba word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Well, you get protected, he's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's sitting right. All in my life, all in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should leave what it say. Only your remnant gonna be spared. Only your remnant gonna be spared. Abba gon' get us out of these countries. Abba said, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, no. Nobody running, flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. But it's only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only your remnant. Only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return.
That's how my heart yearns for you. And the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to. Cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry, cry, cry. Only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent, my people, cause we at the end of time.
Only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. It's time for my people to return.